And KVGC News Times now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the Plymouth City Council meeting last night has approved a new flagpole at the request of the Native Daughters of the Golden West. The new flag will be placed at the historic Lodge Hill Meeting Hall, which has been the traditional meeting place for Forest Parlor No. 88 for some 126 years. The approved flagpole will also include a plaque or marker to record the historic nature of the location. The council continued a discussion last night as well on renewing the city's franchise agreement with Aces Waste Services for home garbage collection for an additional 5 years. Council members requested additional information about the agreement before moving forward on the item.
And the state of California expanding its coronavirus vaccine eligibility to anyone 50 plus. Governor Newsom made the announcement yesterday. Speaking to reporters, he went on to say, quote, "With vaccine supply increasing and by expanding eligibility to more Californians, the light at the end of the tunnel continues to get brighter," end quote. Now, California expects to receive 2.5 million doses a week in the first half of April, more than 3 million a week in the second half of the month. Now, currently, the state's getting roughly 1.8 million doses a week. The focus will be to continue serving underserved communities, letting health providers target vaccinations by zip code. California has administered more than 15 million coronavirus vaccines. Now, following a winter surge, the state has seen coronavirus infections plummet in recent weeks, paving the way for more businesses to reopen and more schools to bring back in-person instruction. Amador County currently provides the vaccine to county residents 50 years of age and over. For weekly vaccination clinics, visit the county website.
And the Sutter Creek Police have launched a new program, You Are Not Alone, aimed at helping the elderly with loneliness. Now, being alone is one of the greatest fears older adults have as they age. Well, the You Are Not Alone program allows older adults to find comfort and security knowing that someone will be checking on them on a daily basis. The program provides daily checks and calls from members of the Sutter Creek Police Department to Sutter Creek residents 60 years of age and older, or for older couples who just need a daily check-in call. The program is designed to promote safety and peace of mind, decrease isolation, and decrease loneliness. Referrals can be made by calling 267-5646 or by downloading and submitting the You Are Not Alone referral form on the City of Sutter Creek website.
And the Amador County Chamber of Commerce recently stepped up to the plate, donating personal protective equipment to the Amador County Unified School District in preparation for return to full in-person instruction. The chamber donated 50 boxes of pump-action hand sanitizers, 10 boxes of individual sanitizers, 3 boxes containing more than 7,000 disposable masks per box to the district. Now, Amador County Unified School District will return to full in-person instruction for students in the hybrid model Tuesday, April 6th. Additionally, the chamber will donate PPE supplies to both high school athletic programs as well as Amador Drama, as these groups have been officially approved for participation. Now, according to Joey Geedy, Chamber CEO, the intention for the donated equipment to supply each school site with PPE to allow for a safe and healthy environment for those returning to full in-class instruction. Geedy, who also has worked as a substitute teacher for Amador County Unified School District, said the Amador Chamber will continue providing essential supplies to keep Amador County healthy and prevent the further spread of COVID-19. The supplies were received by 2020 via the Amador County Office of Public Health. For further information or inquiries, please contact the Amador County Chamber of Commerce at 223-0350.
And the Jackson Fire Department will conduct the second annual Bunny Patrol on Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. The Easter Bunny will tour Jackson in a 1929 Studebaker fire engine to bring everyone a bit of Easter cheer. Step up out of your house as the parade of fire trucks passes by escorting the Easter Bunny. Now, in order to maintain safe social distance, the Easter Bunny will not be stopping to visit with children. The Easter Bunny will pass through Jackson in this order: Argonaut Heights, Westview, High School Hill, North Main Street, Downtown Jackson, Rollingwood, Broadway and Center Street, Pioneer Drive, Scottsville Boulevard, and the Peak Hill area. Although exact times are not available, the City of Jackson Fire Department will give you updates on their Facebook page.
And Saturday, April 10th, Night Foundry will be open again to the public. Come visit, explore Amador County's historic industrial crown jewel from 10 to 3. Talk with expert docents and watch them demonstrate the machinery. Now, because space is limited due to COVID-19 guidance, advance tickets are recommended. Guests will be asked to confirm their health status when they arrive and to wear a face covering. Use hand sanitizer throughout their visit. Physical distancing will be observed throughout the facility. Admission only $15 for adults 18 and older, $5 for students 5 to 17 years of age, and free for children under 5, as well as Night Foundry Alliance members. For more info, visit Night Foundry on Facebook.
And the Amador Resource Conservation District hosting some chipping days today at the Pine Grove Fire Station in Pine Grove. Landowners will be able to bring vegetation material cleared from their own personal properties here in Amador County. A licensed contractor and industrial chipper will be on hand. You don't even need to get out of your vehicle. They will unload it, load it in the chipper, and away you go. This is all provided at no cost via a grant that was obtained by the Amador Resource Conservation District. Again, that's today from 8:30 to 4 at the Pine Grove Fire Station. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.